This past week, the U.S. Supreme Court heard a case regarding a Louisiana law which requires doctors performing abortions to have admitting rights. At a nearby hospital, this case has attracted the attention of many, one obvious person being Chuck Schumer, as well as others from both sides of this important issue. With us now to talk about this law and its actual intent is the Associate Director of Louisiana Right to Life, which is an organization that played a role in crafting this law, Angie Thomas. Thank you for being here today, Angie.
Thank you, Chris, for having me.
And the website Learn More About the Work of Angie's Organization is ProLifeLouisiana.org. That's the website for Louisiana Right to Life. So as I alluded to in the introduction, Angie, a lot of people, I think, have been distorting what the focus and the design of this law was all about. So what was the actual intent of this law that's now and has been placed in front of the Supreme Court to finally decide on?
Right. So we had actually three things that came together around the same time back in 2014. So one, you know, we had heard the difficulties of women. So a couple of stories were coming out and coming to us about the difficulties that women had after, you know, mistakes that happened in abortions. And, you know, while it may not happen extremely often, it does happen. That's a fact. And so when these women were being sent to the ER, it was very difficult. So the second thing was that we really did some research on what the doctors were experiencing. And, you know, back in 2014, we had very compelling testimony from the doctors in the area about how difficult it is to assess a woman who, you know, who's not being cared for by the doctor who did this, right? Who, you know, their mistakes happen. And so for continuity of care, that doctor should be able to take care for their patient. And so the ER doctors were explaining how, you know, it's just difficult to assess someone walking in hemorrhaging or with a perforated uterus and trying to figure out, okay, where were you? What happened? So on those two things, right, hearing the plight of the women and the difficulties of the doctors, but also just the fact that there are chronic violations that these abortion clinics in Louisiana have. I mean, if pages and pages, year in and year out of substandard care, and we can get into that a little bit later too. But the kind of the last straw was that we realized that there was a major loophole. Every other outpatient surgical center in Louisiana is required to have, every other doctor at outpatient centers are required to have admitting privileges. That is true of every outpatient surgical center except for abortion clinics. So that there was a major loophole there. So when we realized all of that, we really wanted to take a step towards helping to protect women in our state. We're pro-woman and pro-life.
Now, this is a law that's similar to the one that was rejected by the Supreme Court that's based in Texas. The U.S. Supreme Court rejected it back in 2016. That law in Texas had a mandate that the doctor had to be have admitting rights in a hospital within 30 miles of their base of operation. Does the Louisiana law also have a mile marker as part of it?
We do, yes. It's also a 30-mile marker, but the law in Texas actually was pretty different from this one. In Texas, they were requiring the law was requiring abortion clinics to abide by all ambulatory surgical center regulations. And in addition to those regulations, it singled out abortion clinics to go a step further to have admitting privileges. So in that state, the other ambulatory surgical centers were actually not required to have admitting privileges. So it singled them out. So here in Louisiana, all this is doing is just requiring abortion facilities to come up to par for admitting privileges, which all other ones have to do. But we're not even touching all of the other regulations.
You mentioned some of the concerns of the abortion clinics and their safety factors, their mistakes, and their outright ignorance. Ironically, Hope Medical Group for Women, which is in Shreveport, is the lead in bringing this case before the Supreme Court. And that also brings a question, too, which reading the transcript from yesterday, which I was able to get a hold of, but there's a question even before you get to the law of whether or not a medical group has standing to, in this case, technically be bringing suit representing patients.
Right.
It should be the patients
right.
as opposed to the medical group.
That's right. It's just so it's just such a good thing for this to finally come out into the open, that for years and years, the abortion industry has claimed to represent and speak for women, when in particular this law, but many, many laws and regulations are put into place to protect women from those that very industry, from those doctors. So that's like, first of all, it's like the fox guarding the hen house, right?
Yes.
This regulation was put into place to make sure that those doctors and those facilities do not cut corners when it comes to the safety and health of women. And yet, right now, they're claiming to represent those women. So I love this analogy. It's like a construction industry representing employees in workplace safety laws. When those workplace safety laws were put into effect to make sure that the construction industry doesn't cut corners on safety.
Well, incredible.
That doesn't make sense.
No, not at all. We're talking to Angie Thomas, who is the Associate Director of Louisiana Right to Life. ProLifeLouisiana.org is their website. It's the organization that played a role in crafting the law that is now in front of or in the hands of the U.S. Supreme Court. They are expected to make a final ruling by the end of June, most likely at the end of June, which in cases like this is sort of how they work things, and you are listening to Issues and Ideas. When you look at abortion numbers, Angie, we've seen in the most recent numbers, if you go back to 2001 in America, there were almost 1.3 million abortions, down now to 2017, most recent numbers I was able to find, 862,000 abortions, which is still a high number, but I always say with polls, whether it's politics or whatever, it's the trend that's important, and that's a pretty substantial trend.
Indeed. I really believe that indicates that communities are coming together to support women more. And, you know, as pro-life people, we just want to see women supported. You know, for 20 years prior to my role here at Pro-Life Louisiana, Louisiana Right to Life, I worked directly with women in unplanned pregnancies. And the most important thing is to support them, because most of the women that I've encountered, thousands and thousands of women, they don't want to have an abortion. It's not something that they desire to do. It's just that they feel like they have no other choice because of a lack of support. So I think that what that trend is showing, and that's really what we ultimately stand for, is we need to support the women, create communities that support them both financially and emotionally, so that they can be empowered to do what they know is right, what they know that they want to do, which is to choose life.
We have about a minute left here. What we heard from Chuck Schumer the other day, is that indicative of the hostility that the pro-abortion people have for pro-life?
It is. It's very unfortunate because, you know, that really is bullying. And so, you know, while we certainly differ on opinions, I think dialogue and respect is so important in this topic. We had testimonials in front of the Supreme Court steps the day before the oral arguments, and while the other side had their time on the microphone, we just sat and listened. And then when it was our turn, they came and just screamed above all the microphones of all these, you know, brave, courageous women giving their testimonials, and it just made it so difficult. So it's just I just wish it could be more civil, but I think this particular topic cuts deep into the wounds of many, many Americans. And so I think a big part of this is healing.
That is
past abortions.
That is certainly the hopeful path, and we wait and see what happens by the end of June with the Supreme Court ruling. on this issue of the Louisiana law. We've been joined by the Associate Director of the of Louisiana Right to Life on the web, ProLifeLouisiana.org, Angie Thomas. Angie, thank you for the work that you do for the, well, not the unborn, because the soon-to-be born, I think is what I like to call them. And thank you for being here today.
Well, thank you so much, Chris, for the time.